This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The ARC PLC sign up for the 2019 program crop year has come and gone. Farm Service Agency Administrator Richard Fordyce says the number of farmers who signed up exceeded their expectations.
We have 105% enrollment in the 2019 ARC PLC sign-up. That was 1,742,000 contracts were initiated and signed by producers across the country.
Several weeks ago, Fordyce says they weren't even close to just reaching their sign-up expectations.
6 weeks ago, we had a long way to go, and we asked our state leadership across the country to develop a plan as to how we were going to get to March 16th. Our staff in those local county offices just did amazing work. They were very proactive and reaching out to farmers and setting up appointments and just working around their schedule to make sure that they were able to get them in.
He also appreciates the fact that so many farmers took the necessary time out of their schedule to complete the process.
We had amazing response from farmers that understand the importance of the ARC PLC safety net and wanted to be a part of that. I think it's a good story about teamwork between Farm Service Agency staff and farmers in those local communities getting it done.
Fordyce also says the rise in sign-up numbers might reflect farmers who didn't sign up in 2014 that noticed the effectiveness of the safety net program.
ARC and PLC have really exhibited the desired effect of a safety net, and for producers that were not signed up under the 14 Farm Bill, I think they took advantage to sign up under this one.
Again, that was Richard Fordyce, administrator of the Farm Service Agency. In other news from the FSA office, beginning on Monday, the 23rd, Illinois farmers may begin to sign up for WIP Plus quality loss payments at their local Farm Service Agency office. All counties are eligible for losses caused by excessive moisture last year due to a USDA disaster declaration. Under WIP Plus, the USDA will provide assistance to farmers affected by natural disasters in both 2018 and 2019. Payments from the program will take into account a farmer's crop insurance coverage and the size of their loss. No one will receive more than 100% of their value of their crop. A spending bill passed in December to keep the federal government operating through fiscal year 2020 contained funding for WIP Plus grain quality losses, and due to the presence of the coronavirus, sign-up will likely be by appointment only at your local Farm Service Agency offices, and that is especially true at least for the Montgomery County USDA Service Center. Public access inside the USDA Service Center in Hillsboro is restricted. If you have business with either the Soil and Water District or the USDA FSA office, you are recommended to call the office by phone at 532-3361 extension 3 or by email to either Melissa, Patricia, or Christine, or anybody else inside the office. They apologize for any inconvenience, but they feel the moves are protecting the customers and their staff alike, and that goes along with any other inside business, bars, restaurants, banks, what have you. Any inside lobby or inside dining area is shut down through the rest of the month. And we'll continue in state and local ag news following these messages.
Want to own your future? Wayne Schaefer at Country Financial can help you find the right plan to get started. The kind of plan that will take into account all the things in your life that matter most. Contact Wayne Schaefer at Country Financial today at 498-5800. 498-5800.
Farmers, you know how important it is to have grain equipment functioning properly. In addition to making sure an elevator is always in tip-top shape, no matter the job, make sure your first and only call is to McAdams Millwright Service. McAdams serves local farmers looking to move their product, as well as large grain facilities looking to improve or upgrade their grain handling ability in order to stay ahead. Whatever the size of your project, call McAdams Millwright Services in Greenfield, 217-248-6879.
M&M Service Company is now treating soybeans with the seed treatments to help you get the highest yield and best stand possible. Treating soybeans is the most effective way to protect your soybean stand against seedling diseases and insects, while also providing early vigor. M&M also offers inoculant treatments. Your soybean crop is worth more today than ever before, and it makes sense to protect and enhance it with the seed treatment from M&M Service. Ask your crop specialist about the advantages of having your soybeans treated today.
Macoupin County Farm Bureau members save big with the new membership benefit platform. Members enjoy access to more than 302,000 discounts on everything from hotel rooms, theme parks, restaurants, and movies to Ford vehicles, prescriptions, electronics, and more. If you aren't a member of Macoupin County Farm Bureau but would like to join, call 217-854-2571. Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
And we're back here on your Afternoon Ag Show, and moving on into other ag news from around the country. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue had a positive message for Americans when it comes to the food supply chain, saying yesterday that he assured citizens the nation's food supply system will remain strong thanks to the continued efforts of farmers all the way down to grocery store stockers and everyone in between. Rod Bain has this report from the nation's capital.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue Tuesday, via video message, gave a shout-out to those he calls real heroes in keeping the nation fed during the threat of coronavirus.
Everyday heroes are stocking the shelves of your grocery store. Truck drivers are keeping supply networks open and functioning. Food service workers across the country are preparing the products at markets. And school lunch workers are keeping America's families and children fed during this time of school closures. USDA's food safety inspectors continue to ensure the food we eat is safe, healthy, and nutritious. America's farmers and ranchers and those on the front line in the food service industry are doing their part, and we are forever grateful.
Secretary Perdue also assured citizens that our nation's food supply chains remain strong and encouraged consumers remain calm and responsible during the emergency.
While it's important to have shelf-stable foods on hand, there's no need to hoard items. It is critical the shelves remain stocked and supplies remain plentiful.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And going along with this theme of food sustainability, in a statement from Prairie Farms, they want all consumers to know that with all of the uncertainty in the marketplace around the spread of coronavirus, Prairie Farms Dairy will continue to provide high-quality, safe, and nutritious dairy products. All of Prairie Farms manufacturing facilities are operating normally at this time and will continue to deliver milk and dairy products to their retail and food service partners so they can keep shelves stocked with the products you know and love. Preserving the quality and safety of milk begins on the farm and follows through to the refrigerator. All milk and dairy products must undergo multiple safety, quality, and sanitation tests and procedures on farms, in transit, and at Prairie Farms processing plants to ensure their safety. In fact, dairy foods produced and processed in the United States are some of the most highly regulated and safest foods available to consumers. For example, the milk in your glass is tested up to 17 different times before it reaches your refrigerator. The coronavirus outbreak is a rapidly changing and fluid situation, and the safety team at Prairie Farms is following guidance from public health organizations, including the CDC, the World Health Organization, as well as state and local governments. Prairie Farms hopes consumers will take comfort in knowing that their dairy farm families and team members stand ready to do their part to help feed America during this unprecedented crisis, and that they are committed to keeping the public informed and will provide updates as needed. Again, that was a statement from Prairie Farms Dairy, headquartered in Edwardsville. Moving on now to ag weather here on your Wednesday afternoon. Illinois is set to receive a significant amount of rainfall over the next 7 days. DTN Chief Meteorologist Bryce Anderson says it won't be just one event bringing all that rain over the next week. He predicts as many as 3 different weather systems will impact certain parts of the state over the next 7 days.
Over the next 7 days from about Peoria south, we're going to see possibly 2 to 4 inches of rainfall. And you get into the southern quarter of the state, south of Carbondale, there could be even heavier amounts of rain than that. And this is going to be part of a wide area of the south central U.S. that's going to be very wet during the next week. And you know, soils are saturated. We know that. There's already some flooding, some river basin flooding in the Illinois River system and parts of the Mississippi Valley. This is going to enhance that, and it obviously means that we are not going to see an early start to the spring field work season. for this year. I'm still holding out some optimism that we're not going to have the exact set of circumstances repeating themselves that we had a year ago, but it is going to be a slow start to spring.
Again, that was Bryce Anderson, the chief meteorologist with DTN. And that'll conclude this Wednesday afternoon edition of the Ag Show. Reporting, this is Gabe Osborne, WSMI Ag News.